Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Giants.com. With your Giants in 90, joined by Lance Mennel, I am John Schmelk. And the Giants got some help on Monday night from an unlikely source, the Dallas Cowboys. Now there is a three-way tie for first place in the NFC East. The Eagles, the Redskins, and the Giants all at 5-7, and the Cowboys now just one game behind at 4-8. The Giants have been known to make runs like this late in the year, Lance, in the past, dating all the way back to 2011 when they made, of course, their miraculous Super Bowl run. Jason Pierre-Paul talked to the media about what it's going to take for this team to make a playoff run of their own.
I think, you know, I've been there. I've been to the Super Bowl. I've been to the playoffs. You know, we made the run. You know, my year I was here with those other guys. And, you know, no matter what the negativity was on the outside, you know, what people were saying about us, you know, we came together as a team, you know, and that's very special to have when all the guys come together as a team. I'm talking about special team, you know, offense and defense. You know, if offense wasn't doing well, no defense made the plays to, you know, wait for offense to do well, you know. And I just think, you know, if we come in like that with that mindset, then we can actually go far.
All right, Lance, if you had to put your finger on a couple of things that this Giants team needs to do to put together a consistent run to get into the playoffs, what would they be?
Well, they got to finish games. Closing out games has certainly been an issue throughout the course of the majority of this season. They've been right there. You look at six of their seven losses, John, have been decided by 6 points or less. As Tom Coughlin mentioned in his presser on Monday, hey, that's the difference of one play here or there. So that obviously jumps to the forefront. Number two, running the football a little bit more consistently. I think that would help their red zone. Right now, they're struggling 16 of 40 when they get in the red zone. If they run the ball, it should help spacing overall. And in terms of defense, you'd like to continue the pass rush and continue to get pressure on the opposing quarterbacks.
And one other issue, Lance, earlier in the year, this team was the best team in football at taking the ball away. They're plus minus best in the league. It's still good, but they haven't had quite the same advantage the last few games as they had earlier in the season.
Yeah, they were at a point early in the season, John. They were getting about three or four takeaways every single contest. They're coming off a performance. They only had one takeaway, and that's why it's a statistic that you can't always bank on, and you need to be fundamentally sound in terms of all other areas. But the Giants are still having that identity of an opportunistic team. We've seen it on special teams. We've seen it on defense. It's just a matter of making the necessary plays to put them over the top.
And the Giants will try to do that against the Miami Dolphins on Monday night. Don't forget, folks, everything's backed up a day this week. So Tom Coughlin's press conference comes your way Thursday at 11 o'clock. You can watch on MSGGiants.com or on the Giants mobile app. Then Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way as well on Thursday at noon. For Lance Mennel, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time on Giants.com, everybody. Have a good one.